to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll sue you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me do my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAM.
Hello and welcome to Binary Revolution Radio, episode number 135 for February 14th, 2006. I'm Strom Carlson.
And I'm Richard Leck, otherwise known as Sub-Zero.
Hello, Richard / Sub-Zero. Which would you prefer me call you during the show?
Just call me Richard.
All right, Richard. So we don't have Ratchet with us live on the show this week. That's because we sent him off to Torino to cover the 2006 Winter Olympics. And
No way.
Yeah. We figured we were going to expand our coverage on FinRev Radio because, you know, first off, you know, hey, that's what the listeners want. And secondly, you know, the media only talks about the sports, and, you know, there's more to the Olympics than just the sports. There's a hacking angle, too.
Yeah, so, you guys must have just gotten, like, a huge budget, man.
Yeah. You know, we've done this thing, we've just, like, started spending thousands of dollars an episode and everything.
Raking it in.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Raking it in. All those advertising dollars.
Exactly.
So, anyway, apparently it's too expensive even for us for Ratchet to call back in and give us a report, but I do have a telegram that he sent in. So, here we are with the BinRev Radio's first ever Olympic moment. And we open this up here. And it says, "Oh my god, dead hookers everywhere."
God, I hate it.
That's value
for
reporting.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I guess tune in next week for more of Black Ratchet's wonderful insights into the 2006 Torino Olympics.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
When Olympics go bad, he should do like a segment. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, totally crazy. So, housekeeping. I just want to let you guys know that for those of you who have been listening on the podcast and 134 didn't show up, that's because I had a drive problem, and I've just now found the files. The drive was flaking out on me. So I've still got to mix that and post it up, but you will have it shortly, and this should be more reason for you to listen in live. So remember, if you're listening on the podcast, listen in live every Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific PM, and on BinRev, sorry, radio.binrev.com.
You're almost going to pink my site, dude. You're going to be like pimping my geek over your site.
Yeah.
Instead of, it's like a...
Yeah. Well, we can pimp that too. You can listen to Geek Love Radio too, but we're doing our Valentine's Day special. Richard is of Geek Love Radio, and
that would be correct.
Yes, and so we're going to be doing a little bit unconventional stuff. But since our audience tends to be young and male and single, and
if they're listening, they're probably not dating anybody right now.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening live, you're not on a Valentine's date, unless your idea of a Valentine's date is listening to BinRev Radio, in which case, we love you forever.
Hey, hon, you gotta listen to this show. Screw going to dinner. We're just gonna listen to BinRev Radio.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting messages from the IRC channel. Please tell Richard to talk louder and enunciate.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, I have a crappy phone, so I apologize off the bat. I'm using some phone that the school gave us, so...
Hey, it sounds good to me. I can understand you.
Yes.
All right. So, do you have any housekeeping you need to take care of?
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's do some email. If I can pull up the email theme here.
Just sing it.
BinRev.com. Yeah.
You should just sing it 1 week. Surprise everybody.
Yeah. Just be a recording of me going, BitRadio at BinRev.com. It's like all sorts of weird overdriven stuff in the background. All right. Are you a Mac expert?
Me? No, I know Mac, but not... an expert by any means.
Yeah, neither am I. So our next email is from IP Filter, and it says, "Hi guys, I just got a G4 400 megahertz, and since I don't know shit about Macs, I just wanted to know, would OS X run on this decently, or should I just go with Yellow Dog? Any help would be great." And he used the wrong great.
Yeah, I'm not an expert, but I don't think I don't think it's going to run decently. It might run, but it's going to be really crappy.
Yeah, I have, like, zero experience with this, so I seem to recall OS X running just fine on my friend's iMac when he was living here. But, so I, in lieu of actual real knowledge, I asked the IRC channel. And so we got, ew, we got doesn't sound good, hee hee, from XFL. SubZena says, I run 10.1 on a 233 MHz G3 with 160 megs of RAM. It runs fine. And then Teoxy says, I think Panther will run fine if Tiger won't, although not terribly speedy.
I don't think it'll be too fast.
Yeah,
I don't see why it wouldn't work. But although, once again, I'm not a Mac expert, so.
Yeah. And then Teoxy points out that OS X is more RAM hungry than CPU hungry.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I guess.
Sure. Listen to them.
Yeah, listen to them. Don't listen to me because I am not really a Mac person.
I don't think they're few and far between, man. I've not met very many Mac people, like, at least not, like, I don't know, not people that would know it front and back, you know. Most of them are just users.
Yeah, I remember I was in a cafe one time, and they had Wi-Fi at the cafe, and I couldn't get mine to work, and... You know, it was connecting, but it wasn't routing correctly. And so, you know, I said I was running Linux, and so I noticed someone was sitting across the room with a Mac, and I said, you know, oh, Macs run Unix. That's fine. So I said, hey, can you by any chance tell me what route your IP packets are taking out to the network? And she just looked at me and said,
what's an IP?
Yeah, what's IP? can you just pull up your IP routing tables? This is what happens when you live in a town populated with screenwriters. You're all trendoids. They just run Macs and then.
Yeah, everybody has the Macs to look trendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should do a survey at my local cafe because it's all like, it seems like screenwriters and Mac people and nothing else in the cafe.
Yeah, like, the only thing I ever use Mac for are, like, graphical stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm graphic design photography major, so that's pretty much what I use it for. So it's not one of those things that, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sitting there writing papers on it or anything, so I wouldn't be an expert by any means on Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't understand, like, why anybody would, like, want to, like, I don't know, PC or, like, even just, like, a Linux, you know, throw some... distro on, you're like, I don't know. It pisses me off. I can't speak anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're getting distracted by that fire hydrant. What
Hello?
The heck was that?
I Hello? Don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm here.
You cut out and music started playing.
Weird. We're going to have to figure this out later.
Yeah.
That was weird, dude.
Yeah, that was weird. The joy of live radio.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Didn't know that could happen.
I wasn't expecting it. So anyway.
Dude, it was an ambulance that drove by. I think that's what, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interference.
All right, so our next email is from Rob, and he writes, "Dear Stank Dog, long-time listener, first-time emailer." I guess by long-time listener, he means haven't listened for a long time.
Oh, harsh but true.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, Stank isn't on the show anymore, sorry.
Yeah, just in case you were paying attention, Stank has not done the show for quite a while now.
Unless he thinks you're Stank.
That could be. I mean, I sound exactly like him.
Yeah, you do. It's eerie. You guys look alike, too.
Yeah, we're exactly the same person.
I get you guys confused.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Mm-hmm. So
what was his email?
His email says, "Do you know of a way to set up asterisks to make the following work? I have an asterisk box at home. I have a cell phone plan which provides me with unlimited anytime incoming calls. I would like to add functionality to Asterisk to such that when I call my home phone from my cell phone, Asterisk recognizes the caller ID from my cell phone and does not answer the phone. After hang up, my cell phone, I should have edited this email because it's like all sentence fragments. And, yeah. After I hang up my cell phone, Asterisk dials out to call my cell phone. I then accept the incoming call from Asterisk. Once connected, I would like to be able to make my asterisk box dial out to any number I punch into the phone. Not sure if this would require a second line or if it would work as a conference call. Hope my question makes some sense. I'm essentially trying to get around making outgoing calls from my cell phone, as incoming calls are always free. Keep up the good work on the show. Rob, Toronto, Ontario, Canada."
Sweet.
So,
you know what? He might be listening to old shows that are like being run on Rant Radio, maybe?
Maybe.
Because, like, I know they do that sometimes.
Yeah, I've got to check on that.
Anyhow.
I'm being told to say Gentoo and iPod right now and get it the hell over with. So, all asterisk, all Gentoo, all iPods, all the time. Bin Rev Radio. But anyway, so yeah. That is, what was I going to say? That is doable. I mean, what you'd have to do, the way asterisk works is, you could set up a script to, what was I going to say? You could set up a script to have it generate an outgoing call when you call a specific number, and then once you have, what it does basically, you just have it copy a dot call file into var spool asterisk outgoing, and so once the call connects, it's treated just like an incoming call and it sends to a specific context. And you can have a dial tone or a bong tone or whatever, and then dial at your asterisk box. So
yeah.
It's totally doable. It's a little more technical than I want to get into right now, but I guess if Rob wants to email radio@binrev.com directly, I can always explain it in person. But but yeah, I mean, it's a cool idea, but on the other hand. How much are you talking on your mobile phone that you need all free calls all the time?
Yeah, I don't think I could ever like talk on it that much.
I know. I checked my balance of minutes this month. I think my billing cycle begins at the beginning of the month or somewhere very close. And so far this month, we're halfway through the month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're exactly halfway through February. This whole month of my 1,000 minute mobile phone plan, I have used 81 minutes.
Yeah, well, you and me are, I'm the same way. I think I use more of the data, features on my phone than actually calling out to anybody.
Yeah, I use the data all the time, but the voice I just barely use.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyway, by the way, guys, what was I going to say? If you're listening live, we are taking calls. Don't forget to call 888-9-BINREV from within the U.S. and Canada. No, actually, not from within Canada. I'm losing my mind. Call 888-9-BINREV from within the U.S., and then from Canada and other countries, call country code 1-213-415-1047. and the lovely and illustrious Dr. Zygman will answer your call.
Woohoo!
In fact, I think just for kicks, we should give him a call, shouldn't we?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, let's give him a ring.
I'll ask him where his Valentine's Day date is.
Pioneer Revolution Radio, this is Dr. Zygman. Do you have a question for the crew tonight?
Halo, it's Strom and Sub-Zero.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the show. For lack of better things to do, we decided to call you.
With no warning? What's up with that?
Yeah, none whatsoever. We've surprise phone calls.
We were going to question you about your love life.
About my love life? I work for Binary Revolution, and I go to school, and that's about it. So I don't really have much of a love life.
It happens.
So yes, we at BinRev Radio will be helping you with your love life thing.
Yes. Tonight, one and only chance. If you want a girlfriend, call in.
As much as I appreciate the offer, I'm a really busy guy. I really don't have time for somebody else. I'm the most important person in the world. I mean,
you are.
What do you need?
So if you want to berate Zygman, you can call 888-9-BINREV, and maybe you'll get on the show, too. So call now. Call.
Call.
Call 888-9-BINREV if you have any questions, or if you wanted to say anything on the show, call us and, talk to Zygman.
That's right.
He's the man.
Feel the love.
Oh, yeah. Feel the love. I think I need you to hang up, Zygman.
He's like, no, I don't think I'm going to hang up.
I'm sorry?
I don't think I can. I can't hang up on you.
You can't?
No.
Try it.
Well, I'm going to drop you to an extension, and you're going to hear hold music.
No. Hit the hang up button on your phone, on your soft phone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
There we go. So, do you have any personal hacking stories?
None right now. None that I can speak of, actually, right now.
Yeah. Actually, same with me. I just made a major breakthrough on some project I've been working on, but I can't talk about it yet.
Yeah.
So.
Which is really cool, by the way.
Yeah. If I've told you about it personally, then, yeah, you know how cool it is. But,
yeah.
Wait around for BinRev Radio, or wait around for either the BinRev Radio where I do talk about this, or I'll be talking about a Layer 1, maybe at Black Hat and DEF CON 2.
Probably both.
Yeah, probably both.
You should go to Hope, too.
Maybe, yeah, and then just, like, totally conference myself out.
Exactly. Go to every con ever. No, I guess I'm trying to start a con here in Chicago. If you guys didn't know, like, I had, like, moved all the way up to Chicago, the big city. And, like, I've been thinking about starting a con, and I'm like, I've had good response from most people. So if anybody's interested in starting a con, I guess, in Chicago area, just, I guess, email BinRev Radio, and, like, Strom can forward me emails or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be, like, speaking at the 2600 meeting this upcoming meeting about it. And, like, I've talked to a lot of people from St. Louis area and, like, surrounding Midwest 2600s. So everybody's receptive, so I'm going to see if I'm just going to get it going. I figure, you know what? Screw it. Might as well.
Awesome.
Yes. So I guess that's the only thing, I guess, right now.
Cool. So we are getting into our... We are just running through this like mad tonight. We're already on the show topic, and we're only, what, 20 minutes into the show? We're in serious trouble here.
Hello?
We're in doubly serious trouble because, hello? Hello? We're in triply serious trouble because I think we lost Sub-Zero. I can hear him and he can't hear me. This is really horrible. So... we're having technical difficulties. One moment. Let me message him and say, call back in. Oh, there, he hung up. So, so we're going to talk about Geek Love Radio tonight, but we can't really do it unless Sub-Zero comes back, and I'm sure he will in a second here. In fact, I better just ring him back. One moment, please.
Dude, I don't know what's going on here, man.
Yeah, okay, we're back. We've got Richard back with us. Sorry about that.
Dude, it's kind of crazy. I'm, like, stealing the phone from, this phone line from, not stealing, I'm borrowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not, like, in my room or anything, so maybe,
yeah.
Like, somebody's, I don't know.
Yeah, the phone's flaking out.
Freaking weird, man. That's all I gotta say. It's those Valentine's Day demons.
Yeah, Valentine's Day demon. So, speaking of which, it is Valentine's Day. It's less than 3 days.
Yes.
Day for you, the wonderful person that you are, to spend lots of money and time and energy on your sweetheart, and hope that they don't think you did too little and break up with you.
Yes.
But seeing as our audience is typically, you know, young and male and usually single and has trouble with relationships, we figured that Valentine's Day would be a great opportunity to talk with Richard of Geek Love Radio and offer some wonderful advice to all of you struggling hackers out there who are trying desperately to get chicks or guys as a baby.
Yes, how to hack relationships.
Yes, hacking relationships on binary
relationships 101.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, okay, you I admit I've been a bad friend and I haven't been listening to your show. So
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and start off on your spiel?
Okay. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, like, since I moved up to Chicago, Adam, my co-host for Geek Love Radio, we've been kind of, like, on this break, like this winter break, since about mid-December or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
we actually just recorded a show that it's going to be up tonight. So if anybody wants to go download it, it'll be, like, out at midnight tonight probably. And, it's like the Valentine's Day special show or whatever. But we're going to get back into the swing of things. Like, we just had to get organized, like me moving to Chicago and him back in Iowa where we do our show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we just had to figure out how that was going to work out. But, yeah, we're, like, back into the swing of things. Pretty much, like, this show, for anybody that hasn't listened to it, I guess the only way to compare it is, like, that show Loveline, like, you hear, like, on regular radio, I guess. It's like Loveline for geeks, you know. I mean, we pretty much give love advice. You know, people email us and, like, send us instant messages all the time. So we get, like, wide ranges of emails and all the time. It's pretty crazy.
Cool. So, yeah. So, I mean, what are the typical, you know, things you see? The stereotype is that hackers are, you know, very much socially inept and unable to handle themselves in social situations. Is that, you know, pretty much the kind of stuff that you see when you get viewer email and you answer viewer calls, or
yeah,
what kind of do you get?
We find most people are just kind of shy, you know, like they're scared to go up to like a girl or a guy and like just like initiate conversation, and like that seems like to be one of the biggest steps, especially for like people that haven't done the dating thing much or like. It's just, like, that scary step, you know? You don't know what's going to happen. And, like, I've been working with some people about, like, with it. And I mean, it's... After you get past that step, I mean, it gets pretty easy. But, I mean, just getting past that step in itself is the hardest part. And, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it takes, like, a couple months, you know, just, like, slowly building yourself up to it, so...
So cool. So they're just pretty much shy.
Yeah, like on the other hand too, it's like one of those things where, like for instance, like, we get a lot of emails asking about, like, conversation topics and stuff like that, because a lot of hackers, you know, they're, like, all into the tech stuff, and most girls, you know, to be honest, just don't do the whole tech thing. So, like, trying to find common ground, you know, between you and, like, whoever you're trying to talk to, sometimes that can get difficult, too. And, you know, to be honest, like, hackers in general, like, have a different mindset than most people, obviously, you know. And, like, that's why they're hackers, like, but, I mean, like, the way people think in general is different, so I don't think it's, like, so, like, when people start talking about, like, nerds and geeks, like, being really weird or, like, not having, like, social, you know, skills or whatever you want to call it, you know, for dating, it's not a matter of, like, not having social skills, it's just, like, there's a difference in, like, mindset and, like, the way people think, so... Like, that's mainly, the biggest problem. And, like, trying to adjust, you know, to like, other, I don't know, to other people. Because when you're sitting there coding all day, and, like, mm-hmm. your main conversation is with, like, somebody on IRC, you know, that's not, like, you know, the most socially productive environment.
Yeah,
but, you know, it works.
Black hole of being social.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, anybody can do it, to be honest, you know. It's just a matter of, like, actually taking initiative and doing it.
Cool.
And, like, that's what we talk about, so.
We have a caller.
Yes.
So, let's grab our caller. Hello, War, are you there? Unity?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Welcome to BinRev Radio. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Did I interrupt something?
I'm sorry?
What?
Did I interrupt something?
No. You're on. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just wanted to mention that in reference to that fellow who phoned about the Asterisk callback visa system.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a really good one that's available on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to read the URL off or what here.
Yeah, point us at the URL.
I thought he might like to know. It's on Nerdvittle's blog. I don't know. I think it's been mentioned on the forums before.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that for us?
Finally. Sorry, what?
Can you spell that for us?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Man, we're just having crazy, crazy difficulties.
Hello.
I hear a nice little echo, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Sorry, I heard, like, this 20 seconds of high-speed talk. I'll come back at one time.
Freaky.
Okay. Freaky. Sorry, I'm just looking for the URL here. Okay. It's in my history. Sorry, brain dead. From Canada, so I'm allowed to be mentally retarded, right?
I guess so.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there. Gotcha. Okay, what the hell? It seemed to just have disappeared out of my history just as I went to go look for it. It's the irony, isn't it?
Yeah, you said Nerdvittles, right? Nerdvittles or something?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's right. http://.
Those are forward slash.
nd.org/blog. That's NUNDY, period.
Mm-hmm.
org/blog. That'll put you to the blog. I guess you probably want a direct link, don't you?
Tiny URL it or something. And so while you're doing that, do you have a question about hacker relationship for Richard?
No, I don't. I just thought I'd mention that. Are you guys talking about hacker relationships?
Yeah, we are. It's our Valentine's Day special.
Oh.
More like our Valentine's
Day. Okay, yeah, I got a tiny URL. Do you want to see the tiny URL here?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, definitely. Okay, it's tinyurl.com/ABVW3. Alpha Bravo Victor Whiskey 3.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. So there it is for our asterisk radio question person.
Yeah, for that fellow. It works pretty well. Okay, that's it.
All right. Sweet.
Cool.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
See you, man.
All right. So this is going exceedingly well.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the Valentine's Day curse.
It is.
You can't escape it.
No, you can't. You've got the fire engines going. We've got.
Can you hear it?
Oh yeah.
I think one of the buildings is like burning down.
Oh yay! So we've got like natural disasters and lack of love.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Hmm.
So tell us more about like what are some bizarre things that you've gotten on the radio show?
Let's see. One time we were doing the show, and we got emailed about. We got emailed from some guy. Well, okay, it wasn't really email. It was like a text message during the show. And dude, I seriously think my building's burning down. No, okay, it was a text message during the show about some guy that he walked in on him and his girlfriend and his best friend like just having sex in his best friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like moving down there. He had like his car full of like junk, you know, so he could go move in with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she, when he walked in, like the best friend and the girlfriend were just there, you know, kind of doing it.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he like went back, he like, the first thing he did, I guess, was go to a hotel room, get on his laptop and like message us and like ask us what he should do. And we're just like, we're like, I don't know.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was like on the spot sort of thing. Yeah. It was great. But I feel bad for the kid. And like he ended up like emailing us saying like a couple months later, like thanking us for everything and like saying that he moved on and like he's still friends with his friend, but like, you know, they're not so close anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, that was like probably a memorable moment. Like there's like some weird lesbian chicks that like wanted us or something. They like kept messaging us saying like thank you for the radio show, that like our voices were so sexy, and we're just like, right. We just get weird crap like that all the time.
Crazy.
Nonstop.
And I'm dropping money on the floor. So, yeah, we...
But,
so, I mean, like, apart from the shyness, what are some of the problems that you think face hackers who are trying to get into relationships? I mean, what kind of... What would you say seems different about hackers in relationships and geeks in relationships than what you perceive to be your typical, you know, young adult in a relationship?
Well, like, the main thing is this, okay? Most, like, geeks and nerds or hackers or whatever you want to call it, like, they'll pretty much be in the relationship. Like, I mean, if they're in a relationship, they're, like, head on, you know? Like, they're not going to, like, take crap. Because, I mean, most times, most of these people, like me included, you know, I'm a geek, so like, I mean, it's when relationships come, they're like far and few between, so it's like, okay, you like work at it as best as you can. And like one of the things that like separates geeks from like most of the people is like just while they're in the relationship, like, I mean, you'll hear like girls that just say like geeks are like the best thing to date just because like they're so nice, you know, they'll be like thoughtful and caring and just because they work at it harder than, like, most people do. That just, you know, get random relationships, like, in a bar every other week. I mean, so, like, I don't know. I think that's, like, one of the big differences between, like, relationships and, like, the dating styles between, like, geeks and, like, other people. Other people, I don't know how you want to call the other people, but, yeah. Because, I mean, most people, you know, go through these relationships like they're candy, and, like, so they don't treasure it as much, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for instance, like, this summer, like, we were out in, like, Los Angeles, in, like, your area, and, like, we went and talked to Kat Schwartz for a while, and, like, we hung out with her, and, like, we're talking to her, and, like, did an interview with her and stuff like that. And she was saying how, like, she wouldn't ever not date a geek just because, like, geeks are, like, the best sort of guy to date. So, if you're a geek out there, like, don't worry, like, if you can't get anything, like, right now, because, like, trust me, it'll happen sooner or later. Like, girls will just eat it up.
Yeah, I've not been in terribly many relationships myself. I've, like, dated someone in September and October, and then I've, like, briefly dated somebody in January, and that was about it as far as, like, serious dating goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, like, me personally, like, I'm always on the move. Like, right now it wouldn't really be, like, I don't think it'd be fair, like, if I was dating somebody just because, like, I'm always traveling somewhere, and, like, I'm always doing something, and, like, I don't have enough time, like, to put into the relationship. And, like, that's a big thing, like, we always talk about, like, on our show is, like, you got to self-evaluate yourself and, like, make sure, like, you're ready for the relationship, because if you're not, it's just not going to work out no matter what you do.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but, I mean, like, okay. Like, one of the main examples, I mean, we always get is, like, you'll always hear, like, the guy, you know, that's, like, the nerd or the geek or whatever, and he'll mm-hmm. be, like, his idea of a date might be, like, sitting at home playing, like, video games or, like, mm-hmm. getting online and playing, like, World of Warcraft or something. And when you're in a relationship, you gotta spend, like, way more time in the relationship than you'd, like, you have to, like, work at it. It's not one of those things that just comes easy. And, like, I think that's another problem with, like, geeks, because, like, I mean, for instance, like, computers, you know, it's easy for us to get on a computer and, like, fix problems and, like, work out problems. But, like, when it comes to relationship, and, like, there's so many different, like, weird things that can go wrong, you know, and, like, you're just not ready for it. I think that's kind of, like, what, like, takes it. Most people just don't understand it, you know, to be honest.
I mean, what do you think are some of the barriers to understanding? Just, I mean, because the thing that strikes me as odd is, you know, as hackers and geeks, we're so good at picking up these really complicated, really technical things really, you know, really quickly, and then, but when it comes to relationships, so often we're just totally clueless.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's like the way of thinking. I took this whole class on it, actually, and basically, I mean, there's two parts of our brain. We use, like, our right side of our brain and our left side. Like, the left side is more, like, the technical aspects of the brain, and the right side is more, like, the artistic side of your brain. And most, like, geeks and, like, computer hackers and, like, everything like that, they're pretty much, like, all left-brained. And, like, because of it, everything's, like, technical. Everything's, like, you know, everything has its place. But, like, that's not how relationships work. So, like, when you're trying to get, like, it's like if you were right-handed and you're trying to, like, write left-handed, you know, it takes practice, you know, mm-hmm. before you can get anything to come out. Just because you're not, I mean, you're just used to one way, like, all your whole life. So that's how it is. And, like, when you're used to, like, thinking really technically oriented and, like, you're good, most, like, left-brain people are, like, good at math. They're, like, good at computers. And, like, I mean, they can see code and just, like, figure out what's wrong with it as opposed to, like, somebody who can, like, I mean, and, like, to be honest, like, most hackers aren't artists, and, like, most artists have, like, the whole right brain thing going on where they can just, like, think abstractly and, like, think in, like, you know, different dimensions and mm-hmm. levels and, like, you know, there's, like, more emotion that goes into it instead of just, like, you know, technical, like, tapping of the keyboard.
Yeah, but I guess conversely, you can be too right-brained and then not really think logically at all.
Exactly. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think that's one of the main, like, issues when it comes to, like, just, like, trying to get, like, you know, a right-brain girl, like, to get into, like, a left-brain guy is kind of sort of hard. But, I mean, it can happen, but you just got to have to work at it, you know, and you have to understand, like, things aren't going to come easy, like, in relationships, like they do in computers, you know. If something's mm-hmm. wrong, just shut the computer off. You can't really do that with a relationship, you know. So,
I mean, like, the thing that occurs to me is, you know, obviously, you know, hackers are very much left-brained people, and girls are more right-brained. What happens when, you know, a left-brained hacker meets a left-brained girl, and they're both very technical, and they're not, neither of them is very artistic or emotional?
Well, like, that's just really, like, extremes. Like, most people aren't just left-brained or right-brained.
Right.
And, like, the thing is, like, no matter who you meet, there's different levels also that come into play, like mm-hmm. personality matches, you know, like things like, you know, are you into the same music or just like random stuff that just isn't left brain or right brain that come into play. But like, I mean, when say like a right brain person meets like a, or two left brain people meet, you know,
mm-hmm.
they have an easier time to click because they like can understand each other better. So it's going to be, it'll just be easier for them to like, I mean, they'll find more common ground quicker, you know, they'll almost be into the same things, you know, sooner or later. So, like, maybe it's not exactly the same things, but it's just easier for it to happen that way. Like, realistically speaking, most times it just doesn't happen that way. And, I mean, like, even, like I said, nobody's, like, either just left brain or right brain. And, like, there's always a mix in between. But one side dominates more, I guess. And, like,
mm-hmm.
so it just depends.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there's, no, of course, no one's ever extreme. I was just saying, you know, more predominantly left brain versus more predominantly right brain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It happens, you know, but mm-hmm. that's, like, one of those things you have to work through. And, like, and sometimes it's hard to, like, understand that you have to actually work at it. And it's not, like, something that just comes easy. And, like, you see people out there, like, all the time that, you know, just pick up women. Like, it's candy. Like, I mean, just, like, walk into, like, a candy store and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing is, like, I mean, everybody had to start somewhere, and, like, everybody was shy at one point, and it's just working through that and you know, I guess, like, going with it. I mean, you can't really, you're never really good at anything, you know, when you start out, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Now, the question I have is, do you think it's destined to fail if you've got someone who's, you know, very, very logical, very predominantly left brain, and then someone who's very, very right brain. I mean, they say that opposites attract, and they say that, you know, it's good not to be just like your partner. But, I mean,
yeah.
Surely there has to be some sort of conflict there.
Yeah, I mean, there always is going to be a conflict, you know, like, just the way things work. Like, for instance, I mean, it's not impossible, and it's actually, like, I mean, it happens all the time, but, like, the thing is, there's, like I said, there's other issues that go into play, like, for instance, like, personality, you know, like, backgrounds. Like, are you from, like, the same social background? Sometimes that even has effect, you know? Or, like, are you from, like, do you believe in the same religions? And, like, just stuff like that. Like, once you can find, like, more ground between each other that just isn't left brain or right brain related, like, you have a more likelihood of making it work. So, like, it's not, I mean, it's just not, like, a left brain right thing, you know? It's personalities and, like, making it click, you know? Do you like the same movies? Do you listen to the same music, you know? It's a mixture of everything. And, like, so, like, when you sit there and, like, you meet a girl for the first time, you know, you're not, like, automatically, like, throwing her on one side or the other, you know, yes or
mm-hmm.
no sort of thing, so. But, yeah, I don't know. It just depends on, like, the girls you meet and, like, where you actually go meet, like, meet girls too, or guys, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where are good places to find them and where are bad places to find them?
Bad places. Like, I'm going to advise, like, just never go to a bar expecting to pick up women. And, like, don't ever go to a bar to expect to pick up a woman and, like, have a relationship with a woman. It can happen. I'm not saying it won't happen, but, like, if you think about it, most people go to bars just to have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you, like, end up going home with, like, a girl, or, like, a girl goes home with you, or a guy goes home with you, or, like, whatever, it's not one of those things that you can be like, okay, you know, this is going to be, like, the relationship, this is it. Because, I mean, obviously they went there to have fun, you went there to have fun, and, like, so, like, the expectations of a relationship aren't there, like, when you meet, especially if you're meeting somebody, like, when you're drunk, because you have no clue, like, what they're like in person. I mean, like, if the only way you've ever seen them is, like, with alcohol in them, you know, you can't really judge somebody and say, hey, this is, you know, who I like, or this is who I want to be with, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact that the gay bars are more pretty much all about picking up and hooking up people.
Yeah. Is it just, like, picking up, hooking up, and just being like, yeah, whatever?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Sometimes,
yeah, like,
sometimes it results in longer-lasting things, but oh my god, it's all about sex with the gay bars.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, that's what people... Okay, you know, to be honest, you see all these girls dressing, like, to go to the bar in, like, skimpy outfits, you know, they'll have, like, the mini skirts on, and, like, the t-shirt that's, like, five sizes too small, and, like, their
mm-hmm.
breasts are hanging out, you know? And, like, you know, girls don't dress like that just to go get a relationship. They dress like that so they can go get some action.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, no matter what any girl says, and they're like, oh, we just want to feel sexy, and like stuff like that. I mean, that's like the underlying fact, and you have to realize that, like, when you go to these bars, they're like, you know, like, you, they're there for action, they're there for fun, you know, they're not looking for relationships. So if your whole reason for going out and like going to bars and it's like meet women, don't expect anything serious to come out of it. And like, there's so many people that I know that try and it just never, ever, ever works. Although one place that's pretty good to meet women, well, like, for instance, like, I'm sure most of the people that are listening are in college, or a lot of people that are listening are in college. Classes, like, going and, like, having classes together with people, you know, and, like, meeting up with friends of friends and who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good way to meet people.
There's a comment on the IRC channels from Riot, and they say, Sub-Zero is wrong. Girls don't dress slutty for action. They do it for attention.
Yeah, they do it for attention, but their attention and their overall purpose is the fact that they want to have, like, either they're going so they can, you know, just, like, tease all the guys, because, like, girls like to do that sometimes. Guys like to do it, too. But, like, other than that, like, I mean, there's no... I mean, if they wanted the attention, there's a reason for the attention, you know. They want to be seen, and they want to be hit on by guys, and, like, that's the reason for going to the bars. It's not like saying, hey, we're going to get in a relationship, you know. I mean, like, if they were serious about it, they wouldn't be, like, their ass hanging out of their, like, skirt and shit.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I see a lot is I see very long-distance relationships.
Yes.
Where people, you know, because it's the internet...
Mm-hmm.
And people are so used to chatting online with people that they've never met in person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that not only do they meet in person and then get in a relationship and one of them has to move away so they do the long-distance thing, but I've seen situations where, like, they have never met in person and yet they are together.
Yeah, well, like, there's a problem. I mean, you can't actually be together with somebody you've never really met. And, like... I'm not going to mention any names, but there's, like, some people that, like, have recently gone through this and, like, have actually gone farther than just, you know, getting in a relationship. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Strom. I'll talk to you later about it. Anyhow, but, I mean, like, the whole online relationship thing is a huge deal right now. And, like, honestly, to me, like, I think it's really funny to an extent because, like... You read all these, nobody has, like, a clear answer on, like, whether it's right or wrong, you know? And nobody can say whether something's right or wrong just by, like, I mean, like, if they haven't tried it, you know, don't knock it sort of thing. But, like, the thing is, I mean, like, who's to say? I mean, you can't bond in, like, a certain level or whatever with somebody that you've never met. I mean, physical attraction is part of a relationship and, like, you know, actually physically being there. But, I mean, there's other parts of relationships, like, being on the, like, same mental level or, like,
mm-hmm.
like, understanding each other. And, like, I think to an extent there's, like, stuff that goes on, like, on the internet, you know, that you can talk to people and, like, you can get to know somebody and, like, who they are without actually judging them for, like, what they look like or, like, whatever. So
yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree that it's a useful tool. I mean, I do it myself. But I think the difference is that, you know, if you're... Like, if you're local to each other and you see each other in person often enough, you know, mm-hmm. then chatting online is just a way to supplement that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And that's a good
thing.
I
mean, you can... There's a lot of people that, like, would normally not say half the stuff they say online, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the internet seems to just, like, open people up, you know? There seems to be, like, this free talking will or something like... I mean, you can meet somebody in person, and they'll be, like, shyest person ever, and, like, you talk to them online, and they could be, like, the craziest person ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, the computer kind of removes that anxiety of having to, you know, be in front of a real person.
Exactly. So, and, like, in a part, I mean, that's good, but also it's not that good, because you still need, physical interactions and, like, seeing people and, like, how they talk, you know. Body language is a big issue. So, I mean, you can't be, like, totally saying you're going to be in a relationship with somebody online that you've never met. And, like, one of the things is, like, I can understand if there's obviously people, like, everywhere that have, like, their profiles and everything like that, and MySpace or Facebook or whatever they're on. And, like, the one thing, like, that my roommate and I, like, have always said is, like, okay, if you're ever talking to somebody online, just make sure that's them first, you know, before you, like, start saying, like, oh, man, I'm in love. And, like, it's happened, like, people that I know, you know, they'll, like, be talking to who they think is the pictures that are being sent to them, mm-hmm. and then, like, just, like, really find out that it's not, you know.
Yeah, not the person, like, at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, it happens all the time. So, like, that's one thing you want to, like, be careful of, like, if you're in this, like, online sort of dating style, you know, you just want to make sure you know who you're talking to and, be sure that the person you're talking to is actually who they say they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's so interesting. I'm kind of an evil person for doing this, but Craigslist has, you know, has personals which, you know, vary from, you know, the typical I'm looking for a date type of a thing to very much let's just hook up for sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very interesting to troll the personals and post fake ads and see how people react to different things.
Yeah. I've trolled the personals before just to see, but there's so many funny things on there. Like, they just give me some, like, entertainment sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people say, like, the most random stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, someone, someone posted, Murdoch actually just sent me a link that said, best Craigslist ever. And it's what's the thing? Okay, wow, oh God. that's pretty hardcore for our audience. pretty much, it's someone who has a fetish for truck exhaust.
Oh, okay, never mind. I know where that's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's kind of crazy. Dude, like, I don't know. Some of these people are, like, just really, really out there. And you just have to, you have to watch out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, like, you know. I mean, you can be talking, like, the nicest girl ever, and, like, you meet her in person, and she's, like, some dominatrix, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can never be too sure. She might pull out the whip and, like, start hitting you and throw the handcuffs on you.
Some guys really like that, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of guys like that. But you just got to be careful. You never know. You know?
Yeah, you never know. I guess it's only a bad thing if you're not looking for it.
What's that?
I said, I guess it's only a bad thing if it's not what you want.
Yeah, no, I know. And, like, she can be a he, you know, or he can be a she. You're like,
mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah, well, and anyone who's dishonest enough to pretend they're a different sex and not tell you the truth, you know, is probably not worth getting involved in a relationship with anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And I find it interesting, actually, that a lot of people feel the need to embellish little things online. I mean, it's not like major lies to the point where, you know, the relationship, if the lies were discovered to be lies, then everything would fall apart. But I know people in person, and then I see their online profile, and it seems like they've embellished more than a few things.
I usually like to keep it as straight as I can, just because, no pun intended. But, like,
I like to keep it as straight as I can too.
Just because, like, I mean, you never know who you're gonna meet, and, like, you never know, I mean, who is gonna, like, you know, be like, hey, you know, I recognize you, and, like, you're just gonna end up talking to these people that you've never met, but they've seen your profile somewhere,
mm-hmm.
which has happened to me, like, a lot, and it's one of those things. Like, if I just started lying and saying, hey, you know what? I'm, like, 6'5", you know, and, like, have blonde hair, blue eyes, and I don't know. I mean, there's just some things you just don't want to lie about, and, like, so, like, I just always try to keep it is, and, like, I have no problem, like, talking about, like, who I am as a person and everything like that, and, like, I'm open, like, even with my name, you know, most hackers are like, oh, my God, you know, his name's out there or whatever, you know, I'm, like, really don't care. I have nothing to hide, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, so, I mean, I'm fairly open with my close friends about it. The only reason that I adopt a different public persona is, A, so that the stupid script kiddies don't start, you know, making my life hell. and B, you know, on the off chance that this is not my future, that, you know, that I'm going to do something else, I don't want this coming back to bite me in the ass later on.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, I don't know. I have people that will take care of people, stupid script kiddies.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But actually, it is pretty fun because, you know, sometimes people will, like, if you're on a date, you can get referred to, if the other person's cool enough, you get referred to by your handle and by your real name.
Yeah, that's actually happened to me a couple of times, which is weird. Like, I'll be, like, sitting there, and, like, I was on a date once, and and some guy from, like, a local meeting just came up, and he's like, hey, what's up, Sub-Zero? And, like, she's like, Sub-Zero? And, like, she just didn't say anything at first, and she was just really confused about it. And she's like, what the hell? So then I had to go and, like, explain, you know, be like, yeah, well, these guys know me as Sub-Zero. I'm like, I'm actually... I don't know, it's just weird. But, like, I find myself, like, always... Like, if somebody says Sub-Zero anywhere, like I automatically, like, respond to it now. It's, like, I've had the name for so long, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, same with Strom. It's, like, you know, it's so weird because it's not my real name. And yet I still respond to it like it was my real name.
Yeah. It happens, you know? That could pose a problem, like, in your dating, if you just start going by Strom.
Yeah, it could.
But, yeah, I don't know. There's lots of situations, and, like, there's so many different angles and so many things, you know. Like, obviously, like, we're in, like, our second season. We have, like, 50 or 60 shows down, and, like, we've never ran out of material to talk about dating. So it's, like, one of those vast subjects that is never going to end.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything else interesting that you want to bring up?
No, not really.
So from the end, we never run out of things to say to, oh my gosh, we're running out of things to talk
about. Well, no. Like, I just didn't, because there's so much to talk about. Like, I can't just sit there and, like, talk about it for 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Or,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know how much time we have left. So.
Oh, we've got, you know, at least 15 to 30 minutes left.
Oh, dude, when you say running out of time, I'm thinking, like, 5 minutes.
Jeez. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh. Ah, well, all right. Well, then I'm going to talk about MySpace, because everybody seems to hate MySpace, but I love it.
Yeah. Oh, before we get into that, there was... I think I showed you MySpace the movie.
Yes. That was great.
God, that was awesome.
I actually tracked down the person that did the movie. And, mm-hmm. I'm going to get in touch with them. I'm going to see if I can work on some projects, actually. We'll see.
Yeah, but what's funny is the whole movie ridicules MySpace. And kind of joking, you know, lovingly pokes fun at everything. Then you find the guy's website and you look at his photos and it's like the kind of stuff you'd find on MySpace.
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny because, like, the opening sequence is, like, him taking pictures in, like, the mirror and, like, mm-hmm. him taking pictures of himself, like, with his hair, like, all, like, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, all the typical MySpace pictures that you'd see.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, he's kind of making fun of himself in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I enjoyed the movie thoroughly.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Like I said, most people hate MySpace and, like, in general, but I love it, dude. It's, like, a great site.
Cool.
I'm going to get, like, 50 million hate mails, but yeah. But, I mean, like, there's so much to the site. I mean, you have to look at it from, like, a different point of view. I mean, obviously, as in, like, a privacy issue, you can look at it and say, hey, you know what? You're violating your privacy, or, like, people can violate your privacy and doing all this stuff. But on the other hand, like, for me, for instance, like, I have nothing to hide. And, like, I'm only putting out, like, what I want people to put out. Obviously, there's stupid people out there that, like, hey, call my cell phone, or, like, you know, you have, like, all these girls that, like, get, like, harassed by all these people because, like, they accidentally release their cell phone number or something like that. You know, that's just their own stupidity. They need to learn mm-hmm. somehow. But, I mean, like, the idea in general and, like, just the way the site is, I mean, it's just, like, a great idea. Like, I don't know. My roommate calls it the ghetto of the Internet.
The ghetto of the Internet.
Yeah. And he calls it ego masturbation. He's like, anybody with a profile is just all about the ego masturbation. But, and, like, I'll admit to it, you know. It's always good to get, like, the messages saying, hey, you're so hot or whatever. And... But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, I've got a profile that's like I barely touch. I think I created it solely because you have to create a profile to look at people's photos online or something.
Yeah.
And someone only had his photos hosted on MySpace. I'm like, okay, I'll make an account. And I made the account and looked at the photos. I'm like, whatever. And then I forgot about the account. And then, like, 2 years later, right, I start getting people saying, hey, so-and-so wants to be your friend. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess, yeah. And so now I'm very slowly getting sucked into the whole MySpace debacle.
Yeah, well, I accidentally dropped my MySpace like, it was really, like, private and, like, closed in it for a while just because, like, I was working on it and, like, I don't know. And, like, I was only accepting friends that I knew. But, like, I accidentally said my MySpace on, like, my radio show, Geek Love Radio, one time. And, like, within the next couple of weeks, like, now I have, like, 3,000 friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, most, like, I don't even know who these people are. And it's just weird. Like, I'll get, like, random messages from girls I've never met asking if I'm mad at them because I haven't talked to them. And I'm like, I don't even know you. But, like, I don't know. Like, for instance, too, like, at my old, like, the old school that I was at before I transferred here to Chicago, mm-hmm. It was funny because, like, a lot of the people in the area, like, had me added as friends. And, like, I'd be walking around and people would, like, stop me and be like, hey, you're that kid on MySpace. And, like, it's happened to me, like, way more than, like, 10 times, like, at least on campus. And it was just really weird.
That has never happened to me ever.
Yeah. Being, like, semi-recognized because of MySpace. Now I feel like, yeah. Now I feel used.
Used? How so?
No, I'm kidding.
Violated,
but, yeah.
By MySpace.
Yeah, I'm violated. My privacy has been violated. Oh, my God. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I just like the idea of the site. Like, my biggest thing, like, I've always preached is networking with people. Because, mm-hmm. like, you never know who you're going to meet. And, like, you never know who you're going to meet that knows somebody, you know? And, like, the biggest thing that you can ever do, and, like, not even, like, in relationships, but just, like, in life in general, you know? And, like, trying to succeed in life is, like, networking with people. Because you don't know. I mean, like, for instance, like, the other day, like, I was just randomly talking to somebody, and they're like, hey, you know what, I know this person, they might be able to help you out. Next thing I know, I'm having this big business deal that I can't talk about right now because of non-disclosure issues, but, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in this big business deal about, like, this thing I'm working on, you know, and it's, like, a lot of money that's going to be exchanged, and it's all because, like, I talked to this person, and, like, they're like, hey, you know, I might know somebody that can help you out. So, I mean, it's one of those things. You can take it for what it's worth and be like, yeah, you know what, it's a violation of privacy and, like, there's a whole bunch of issues around it. And, you know, you're going to have always, you're always, no matter what you do online, you're always going to have, like, privacy issues. So, like, that's my main argument for people that are like, oh, privacy, privacy. But, like, if you're on the internet, you know, your privacy is pretty much, like, shot already. I mean, like, even if you've been careful and, like, you're using proxies and shit like that, you're always going to leave a trail of something behind. So, I mean, that's not, like, to me, people that preach that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's good to be concerned about your privacy, but not to the point where it starts to interfere with your life.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, to be honest, I mean, like, look at it. I mean, nothing on the site, you know, is over, I mean, like, unless you volunteer information, like, nothing on the site is actually going to violate your privacy. I mean, you
right.
say what you want to say, and, like, you put, like, where you want to be, you know, you can't, I mean, you have total control, so, like, people that complain that it's a privacy issue thing is like, okay, you know, you have control over everything on the site,
yeah.
So that's not really the issue. I mean, they don't even release your email, you know, so.
It's a privacy issue if you're an idiot.
Exactly. It's a privacy issue if you're an idiot. So it's, I don't know, it's one of those things. In the end, I think, like, other sites have way bigger issues with privacy, like, that haven't even been talked about, but,
mm-hmm.
like, everybody's focusing on MySpace.
Yeah.
Just because it's easy. It's, like, the big giant right now, so.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's like, I don't know. There's so much about MySpace I don't get. Like, I don't understand how people can have the web pages where the page pops up and it's the huge animated blinking background that you can't read the text against, and, like, 35 songs are playing at the same time, and, oh, God.
That goes back to the basic, like, everybody's first web page they built looked like
mm-hmm.
that. I'm not going to lie. My page was, like, all blinky. Like, every freaking, like, GIF that looked cool that I could find, I would, like, add it to my, you know, to my, like, GeoCities website or whatever. And, like, the thing is, I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, like, all these little girls and, like, kids that, like, have never worked on web pages before, and they're like, oh, my God, this is so cool. Like, they're not thinking practically, like, wow, this is going to give a seizure to somebody, but they're thinking, like, wow, this kind of looks cool.
Yeah. I remember I was talking with somebody, and they pointed me at their page, and it, you know, I wasn't really having a great time talking to them anyway. And then, so they pointed me at the page. I said, hey, what the hell, I'll go look. And then I think my comment was, Oh, okay, so that's what happens when Teletubbies explode.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta, like, understand, like, all these people don't know anything about computers or, like, design or anything in general. They go to, like, one of those sites that generates the code for them, and they're just like, oh, Flash, yeah. Cool.
Put anything here.
Yeah, exactly.
A friend of mine was showing me some hacks that he did where he was able to derive the person's actual, whoever, he was able to derive the user ID of any MySpace user who looked at his MySpace account.
Yeah, there's a lot of different scripts and codes out there that are constantly, I guess, being worked on and modified. There was that one kid, I even forget his handle right now. Somebody will remember. He had, like, the huge MySpace, like, script that worm, you know, that he released.
Mm-hmm.
That just added, like, 5 million people to his, like, buddy list. But I don't know, like, if anything, it's, like, a great playground to, like, mess with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool. So I think, obviously, we're kind of winding down in our material.
Yeah.
So I
just had to get the MySpace thing out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A great place for finding girls, too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Old enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've yet to do the dating on MySpace thing. I've just kind of like let it sit there, and there are people that want to be my friend. Interesting. So I should give that a shot and see what happens. Because I am single after all.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Man, I've had like girls fight on my comment box area or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because like one of them will say something and they'll be like. They're like, no, he likes me better. It's just weird, dude. Some of those people are really crazy on MySpace. I'm not going to lie.
So, yeah, if you're gay and single and madly in love with me, email radio@binrev.com.
Exactly.
If you're in the L.A. area.
If you're in the L.A. area. And we're like, it's like one of those, like, tape, you know.
Yeah. If you're in the L.A. area and are gay and single and would like to date Strom Carlson, send an email. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope. To
exactly. That'd be hilarious. I wonder how many responses you'll get.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably, like, none.
It happens.
Yeah, or we'll get, like, a million joke responses, but nothing real.
That sucks. Oh, one more thing before, like, we finish up or, like, we wrap, mm-hmm. start wrapping things up. I was going to say, okay, this is going to sound kind of, like, weird and, like, you know. Anyhow, most people, like, you know how... You'll have, like, non-attractive girls. Let's face it, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of non-attractive girls, or guys, you know, in that case,
mm-hmm.
out there. And, like, one of the biggest things, like, that I've learned is never, like, just be mean to any of those girls. I know it's really hard not to sometimes when, like, they just are, like, so annoying and you can't stand them, but mm-hmm. they're always going to have, like, a hot friend that's, like, it's just, like, bound to happen. Like, they always have the hot friend. And, like, the moment you're mean to that person and, like, say you want to hook up with that friend later on, you're screwed because, like, that mean girl's going to be like, no, he was a bitch to me, blah, blah, blah. He, you know, you're screwed. Always be nice to the fat girls and, like, the ugly girls because they're the ones that are going to get you dates later on in life. You'll see.
Nice.
It happens. I promise you.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes. And then, like, we have a theory, you know, for every... I don't know, like, who came up with this theory. I think, like, in high school, like, way long ago, like mid-90s when I was in high school. That's kind of dating me. Anyhow, but like, me and my friend kind of came up with this theory. I don't know if it was around then or anything, but like, we always said that for every, like, every ugly girl has a hot friend. And like, it's true. Just the way it works.
We've got comments in the channel about what you're saying. War says, that is the worst reason I have ever heard to be nice to someone. Fuck you, Sub-Zero. That's mean. Like, not even joking. That's brutal.
Dude, you don't understand. Some of, like, the hottest girls that I've, like, dated or, like, been around have been because, like, I've been nice to, like, a girl. And, like, some of these girls, you know, they'll want to date you or, like, they'll want to be, like, you know, more than friends or something like that. But you just have to be honest. Be like, you know what? I'm not interested, you know. I'm mm-hmm. looking for a different sort of girl. And as long as you're honest, you know, and, like, you're nice and, like, respectful. And, like, I've seriously dated, like, some of the hottest girls because, like, they're like, hey, well, I have a friend that might, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm like, oh, great, you know. I'm going to meet their friend. They're going to be, like, 400 pounds like you are.
God.
But, like, No, like, and then I've gone on, like, dates with these people, and it's just, like, supermodels. I'm like, holy shit, you know? So, yeah, like, that's my advice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to those people.
Yeah, I think
even
being nice to everyone is just a good piece of advice to keep in mind for life.
Exactly. You never know who you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
That guy that you, like, are pissed off at, you know, in the front of the line could be the guy that's going to interview you, like, next week for...
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever. And mm-hmm. you never know.
You go to the interview, this is the job you really want, like, hey, you're the guy who is calling my fraud voice number. hold on just a second.
Hold, please.
Hello.
Welcome to Binary Revolution Radio.
And they hung up.
Great.
So, yeah, the guy you meet on the front line might be the guy who calls your broad voice number.
Exactly. You never know.
You never know. So be nice to people, eh?
It really does help, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we should probably wrap things up before our listeners get out the guns and blow their own brains out.
Sounds good.
So let's see what's on the agenda for the end of the show. So announcements. Let's see. If you're in the Los Angeles area, DC213 this Friday. Don't forget to go to layer1.info and pre-register for Layer 1. If you're in the Los Angeles area, or if you're even not in the Los Angeles area and you want to come to a hacker convention in the spring in beautiful Pasadena, California.
Trying to pimp out California, are you?
Oh, I am. Sir. I mean, hell, my friends run the conference. So I figure I should, you know. I figure I should pimp it out. I mean, it is, after all, I'm speaking there, so why wouldn't you want to come see it, of course? Of course you'd want
and
to come see it.
And trust me, you're going to want to go see Strom's speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, like, yeah, it's awesome. It just turns me on thinking about it.
Do you have any announcements?
Nothing I can go public with right now, so.
Cool.
Unfortunately, it sucks, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing.
So now that I'm not a... finally turned a straight guy on for the first time. Side of the week. I didn't pick one. Do you have a site that you'd like to make side of the week? Have a Geek Love Radio. Duh.
Okay, you can do my site of the week.
Yeah.
What
is your URL? Geeklove.net?
No, geeklovradio.com.
Geeklovradio.com.
Yep.
Cool, cool.
And if you guys have any dating questions, just email geekloveradio@gmail.com or richard@geekloveradio.com or we have a contact thing where we just jump on the website and fill out the forms and just push send and it'll send us the email. So
cool. Shouts? Do you have any shouts?
My roommate Adam couldn't make it on the show. He wanted to, but he's busy with some art stuff right now.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. There are people in the IRC channel demanding that I give them shouts, but I think...
Give a shout-out to War because he called in.
Yeah, give a shout-out to War for being our only caller.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to give a shout to Lance James, who's been really, really awesome this week. He was on our show recently.
Cool. I'm going to give a shout-out... the city of Chicago, just because it rocks here, and
awesome.
I'd invite anybody who wants to come out to Chicago, just, you know, and wants to hang out, just let me know.
He wants to hook up with all of you.
Yes, I want to hook up with all of you. I'll actually hook all you guys up with women out here, because
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of fashion shoots that I've been doing with a lot of hot models, so.
So, our closing music... this week is I'm not quite sure how you pronounce this. The name of the band is 3 exclamation points all in a row.
It kind of sounds like ah in my head or something.
It's like I don't know. I don't have any way to pronounce it. It's just like shock, you know. It's a facial expression.
Yes.
So
dude, that's a great name for a band.
What? Less Dirty Fish? No.
No. Just like the fact that they're like just, you know, there's like no way to explain, you know, who they are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that one band, you know, 3 exclamation points.
Oh,
maybe that's what they're called.
I'm being told it's pronounced chick, chick, chick.
Chick, chick, chick?
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense, because I would have pronounced it bang, bang, bang.
Isn't there a song called Bang, Bang, Bang?
Yeah, something like that.
There's that animation out there.
Yeah, there's an animation. I don't want to talk to you. I just want bang, bang. I just want bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're saying it's pronounced aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, just make up your own shit for it, and then, like, yeah, it'll be good.
So, the name of the song is This Thing On, I think. Yeah, that's great. Sorry. Hello, Is This Thing On?
Great.
You can tell I took awesome notes. So, yeah. Seeing as this has been the biggest disaster of a Valentine's Day episode ever.
It's Valentine's Day. It had to happen.
Yeah, it had to happen, you know.
Yeah.
All of us single dudes with bad luck.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, we at Bin Rev Radio will see you next week. Same hack time.
Same hack channel.
Babe, you're ready, get you. crazy. Yeah, everybody's acting like I'm crazy. Crazy, crazy. Everybody's acting like I'm crazy. Like I'm fucking crazy or something!